a little bit the sugi of hadas, just to be mesakim some of the shittas, and maybe some halachas that come out, interesting halachas that come out with ma'isa from the sugi. So first, hadas hagos about yavish. Yep, what's yavish? So there's basically two shittas in what yavish is apostled by hadas. There's Rashi, Pashtus is the round in the ritual also. I'm sure Yaakov is different. But Pashtus says the same shita that as long as the top three leaves of the hadas are lach, then it's matzah on the whole hadas. It's considered a hadas which is lach. In Rosh, on the other hand, no, you need three rows of three on the hadas, but you don't need all three rows of the hadas to be lach. You just need the rosh, the one leaf that covers over the other two leaves, to be lach, and that's considered bereish kolach ha'lecha. At the end of the day, you also need three leaves to be lachim, but the three leaves are on three different rows. Every row has three leaves coming out of it. There's one and two on either side, and then there's a third one which covers part of either one of those two. Kilo has a bit more cover on both of those, and that's considered a reish. And you need that to be lachim according to the rush. Agav is just a zayt bizachim. See, when it comes to the halacha, everybody's busy with this rush. Everybody has it. Everybody has this rush. Yeah, what's pshat? The third is the hadash shaita. When you have one that's more grown than the other two, the Gemara says it's the hadash shaita. I can't understand what the kasha is for the life of me. The rush is not talking about that. The Baruch Hashem found the Kriyakad has the kasha. He says that everybody has this kasha, but the little demistafina, they're off a little bit. That's not what Morkav means. Morkav means that it comes out at the same spot as the other two. Hadash shaita means you have two coming out in the same spot, one coming out lower or higher, depending on how you learn. This, according to the Rush, you have the three coming out at the same spot. Just there's always one which is more good than the other two. You have one on one side, one on the other side, and one which is more good, the third one is more good than the other two. That's considered, that's nothing to do with how the Shaita will fall. Okay, that's the Shita of the Rush. According to Ravid, he doesn't say Mefurish, I don't think, but he learns, passes the Gomes like Rashi and the other Shaita. Because he says, by Ovid, when we need Ovid for a Hadas, we don't need the Ovid to be at the top, like we need by the Lachim, to save from Yavish. Why? Because Lachim, that's a din in Hodr. Vashenkin, Ovis is not a din in Hodr. Ovis is just a din in Ovis, doesn't make a difference where it is. Now, the Chayav for the Rush, that has no touch. What does it mean, Madama, Ovis to Yavish? Ovis is three leaves. Yavish is talking about one leaf. The Rosh Kalech of the Echad, according to the Rush, means one leaf that goes on top of the other two leaves. How could you spell that to Ovis? The Fi Rashi makes a lot of sense. Agam that when you get the Yavish, we need the three lachim to be at the top of the hadas. But when it comes to Yavish, we don't need those three to be on the top. The rows of three don't have to be on the top. As long as they have rows along the length of the hadas, that's enough. It doesn't have to be at the top. For Rav Rishonim go with this mahalas, Rashi, Ritva, Ran, Ravid, that the three leaves have to be at the top, that's the matzah. They say in other Yisrael, they say the same way that the three leaves at the top and our lach are matzah on the hada that is considered, it's not considered yavish, so too if it's the saker. If you have the three leaves on the top are yavish, then even if the rest of the hada is lach, the whole hada is possible. You can clear what's the rush. The rush holds a different shot. That the one which is more than the other two, that has to be lach. Let's say the other two are lach, and that one is yavish. What's the din? The one that's more than the yavish, what's the din? So I didn't see that the Rosh talks about it before. But the Chora would say that in a Chanami doesn't have the Kriyas Tepasa. That's the other Rishonim, that the Hidr is totally in the top. And the way that the Rishonim would say, the whole Hidr is totally in the top. Either because Asur Rosh Yishel Adah, Kifayt Mishal Esri, such a time, the Bir Lach brought it down the world. So there, everything is totally in the top. So the Hadah, whatever is at the top, if it's Lach, it's Kosher. If it's Yavish, it's possible. Mashenki, when it comes to the Rosh, he just says in his study that that's what you see more. You see, when you look at three, you see the one at the top the most. But if you have two of the three are lach, and that one which you see the most is yavish. So in the Chanami, that's the one that you see the most is yavish. But if you have rows of the leaves of that kind are lach, then maybe they should say that is possible. If all three of them at the top, like Rashi and Rishonim, all three of those are yavish, then that's what we see. It's mikvah, the hither is mikvah, according to the top. The lesson one of the Rishonim is when the top three are lach, Kila is the whole thing is lach. Kila is the whole hadas is lach. So when it's yavish, Kila is the whole hadas is yavish. Mashiach is going to the Rosh. He doesn't say that the whole thing. He says you have to look at what does a person see. A person sees these three stick out the most. That's what it has to be lach. It's a chiddush that even these three, Hagam and Samir, it could still be matzah. If the other two are lach, and the Chari Koshkin, they should be fine. What's the shir of the Yavshus? That's the machlokes also. The rabbi brings down a shita that it's nifach v'tiperim. It's really taste the shita. When you get to Hadas also, that it's nifach v'tiperim. But the rabbi, no. It's not nifach v'tiperim. Nifach v'tiperim comes before. Now nifach v'tiperim. Hagam, that way, luluf. Nifach v'tiperim is way after Yalbin Upano. And the rabbi kind of that it's not nifach v'tiperim for a number of years. It says when it gets to Hadas, it's not that way. Nifach v'tiperim much earlier than when it's Yalbin Upano. And that's not an indication that it's Yavish. It's only Yavish once it's Yavim Yavim. That's Menegeah to Yavish. Which Lechara is the Psul of Hadar, like we saw in the beginning of the Gemara, Menegeah to Lulav. That's the first Psul. Then we have another Psul, is another Merubin, the Mishnah says. What's the Psul? The Gemara says the Psul of Merubin. The Gemara is Mechat, the way that Taisa speaks it out, the Magen Avraham speaks it out Mafurish. That's true also, even if the Anavim are only one spot. Hagam that you don't lechara pashas menumer is only when it's in a few spots. When you don't speak to that first, it says that even when it's in one spot, still considered a problem of menumer. What's the psul of menumer? So mafurish and Rashi and Daf Yud Aleph and Beis when you get this enough merubis, he says the psul of menumer is hadar, stern and hadar, and therefore it's possible. But all this is dafka when it's the Gemara says when it's enough which are shvaris, enough which are green. See what's the other colors. That's not a psul. What's the reason? Rashi says, because there it's not a concern of others. So comma that, it's not nicker the chilek between the free and the actual hada, the sin of the hada, because they're both free. That's not a concern of menumah. You can, the Muslim menumah will fall. Lefidus, l'chor you could clear, what's the pshat when b'nigeh, so when, let's say you're a mamayah. So now you have 50 leaves and 49 berries. So why is that not a psul menumah? If he's a shita that the psul over here is buried in menumah, then why, when you're mamayah, is it not a psul menumah? Mamayah is still, you have little splotches of buried. Why isn't that possible? So you could say that it doesn't take away from the hither because kol kama that it's less than the amount of leaves, then kilun is bakal and menumah. But Semes wants to find that you could say dalmi hafa, something which is not part of the hadas, you don't need it for the hadas, say dalmi hafa. If it's a roi, it doesn't have to say dalmi hafa on the roi. This is the roi is kevea what you have. You can't say dalmi hafa on the etzim thing. You can't say you have a lulav, dalmi hafa, the lulav. Say dalmi hafa on the extra shir. The comma that you have less berries than you have leaves, then it's not. You can say dalmi hafa. Well, I don't need it. Kilo is going to take it off. You know? What's that? So what defines whether or not it's under? Well, comment, this is Kuvea, what's that? It's to a certain extent, but as we know, Hidr is also Nikva Minigayat Adinim. So, comment, I don't have to reckon with the berries. So then I can say that it's not, it shouldn't be Migarea the Hidr. Well, comment, I don't have to look at them as part of the Hadas anymore. If I have to look at them as part of the Hadas, then in a Harami. Then I see berries, and I have to reckon with the berries. Well, comment, I don't have to reckon with the berries, then I have to look at them. Could you cut them off? What do you mean? Stam cut them off, for sure. The question is, what are you doing on Yom Tov? You can't cut them off. So if it's Muat, it's not a problem. That's one shot, the push-up shot, in why enough movement is possible. However, there's another shot that they bring down from the Yishalmi, that Chayim bring down, Nafkamina Le'alacha, Mishab Rubin, Shara Team, on the shot. The Yishalmi time is that if you have more barriers than you have leaves, so then kilu, as if you're taking a pre instead of an eight. It's nikva according to the rice, and it says lekachem anach eight over. He's supposed to take an eight. Well, how many you have rice berries? Then it's a pre, it's not an eight. If it's a meat of the berry, then it's not a problem. Then it's nikva basal rice. It's not considered a meat. It's not considered a pre. That's all when they're black. Why? What's special about black? Because when it's black, that's a gemara favorite. The Yerushalmi says. If it's green, it's not nigma the peri. First it turns green, Rashi says the process, then green, then it turns red, then it turns black. So the green is when it's not red yet. Green then it turns red, red starts getting red, and black is when it's reaches peaking its red. That's when it's considered a pre that possible is when it gets to kilo as if you're taking a pre, you're not taking any anathem from it. What would be an after meeting between these two shakam? Let's say you have a gemara pre, which is green. This halas, it grows, its gemara pears are green. So according to Rashi's chat, that the whole pshat is starting in menumer, not menumer. Looks like this. Looks like the hadam. Masha'in came. If the pshat is that you're kilu taking a pri as opposed to taking a hana, then Masha is taking a pri. What's the difference? That it looks the same. The chtar is not a chtar in menumer. Chtar is a chtar in. The lashon of Alag Mor is absolutely menumer. It's Yerushalmi. Pashas Alag Mor is not going with this, and it's Question is, can we be same? Do we have to be reckoned with Yerushalmi? L'chumra. No, but you want a Gemara free, which is green. It always says not Gemara free. This is the Sharatim. The Sharatim brings down this last minute of Menegeta. Talking about Menegeta. Has to get the black? Does someone have a Gemara favorite? Doesn't get the black? Does that get never is going to get the Gemara free. That's the finish. Never get the Gemara free. This is one that Agam, that it's Basha Lagami. This is never Gemara free. That's Derek Ross. Derek Ross, that works. We're talking about ones that are black. How did it start off? At first, turned green, then red, then black. Common that it stays green at the end of the day. Let's say you have a pre which is green, a Gemara pre which is green. So it's not manumer because it looks the same as the Hana. But out the Yushalmi, I might be taking a pre instead of taking a. That's one afamina. The second afamina could be different colors. Let's say you have berries which are purple, which are blue. Clearly. So Pashas, if you learn that the Chsarn is a Chsarn manumer, what's the difference? What color is it? Agam that the pre regards them in the stuff. The very act of the question is going to be a problem. Mashenkin, according to the Yerushalmi, then it's calling Gemara Pri. If they're purple, but they're not a Gemara Pri, who cares? That's Manova. It doesn't make a difference. It's not a Gemara Pri. It's not a concern that Kilo is taking a Pri instead of taking an Ace. But these two Sulam of Yavish and another Rubris, Pashas, according to our, like you said, according to the Bavli, they're both of Sul of Hagar. Question is, what are we going to do when he comes to Gemara and that's on the Bavli? The Mishnah says, the fear of Tarafin, Gimel Ketumim, even Gimel Ketumim. Rashi says why? He says because if you're a Tarafin, you don't need Hadar when you get to Hadar. So if you don't need Hadar when you get to Hadar, then what's the pshat of, what's the chsaran of Hanav Meruvis? What's the chsaran of Yavish? So that's in the Kabbalah Tumim. Makarashi says that which you don't need Hidr by Hadar, it's not the Esm you don't need Hidr, he says like the other Rishon. I'm not really going to have the next time, because I don't think that I did most of it, because Hashem for next week. But they say that, the other Rishonim would say, the reason why next time doesn't pass by Hadas is because if you chop off the top of the branch, it's not nicker. Since the leaves go up and cover over the branch, so even if you chop off part of the branch, it's not nicker that it's missing, so it's not a concern in other. Not that you don't need other, it's not a concern in other before. Or Pashas of Rashi, it's not that way. So what's the pasul of Lefi Rashi, Lefi this Rashi? If you're Rebbe Tarfin, which as Pashas how we pass in Halacha, why is there a pasul of Yavish and why is there a pasul of Anav Meruvis? The truth is that the Ozer says in Echal, it's not going to be a pasul of Yavish when you get to Hada. Because since there's no din of Hada, there's no pasul of Yavish. What's going to be with Anav Meruvis? So maybe he'll think to Yerushalmi that the Chsarn is out free, he wasn't be taking a free, not taking a ace. But the Miri says a different word. Miri Gold in this Tarif, and he says that when it's Yavish, it's Kaman Dalesa Dami. Something which is Nifat Kutni Pari, depending on which Pshah you learn, it's Kaman Dalesa, something which is still, the Rabbi says it's when you get to Lulu, which is what he makes me out of the story, so something which is Nifat Kutni Pari, it's Kaman Dalesa. You can't even take a Mishap of Kai, you can't make a Brach on it. Kaman Dalesa. Kaduzi Mephthah Shirin. I think there's a Shraf that he says over there. Kizu has if you don't have it. But then, forget coming up to Hadar. You don't have a Hadar to fall. And another Murubai. So the Yavish says, interesting part, he says when you have another Merubah, it's kilo as if mevakol the leaves of the Hada. When you have more berries than leaves, kilo as if the berries mevakol the leaves. Ramas mevakol leaves, kilo as if you don't have any leaves. Ain't Shmayola, he says. Pasuk Ol Zayin, Ain't Shmayola, kilo as if you don't have a Hada. You don't have an Av Eitz Ovi. Because the berries are mevakol the leaves. The Or Sameach wants to take this, Mamashallah. The Or Sameach says without the Ramam, everybody declares, what's the Rambam? The Rambam is not machalik. He says that if you're mamayata, if the berries are black, so if you're mamayata on Yom, if you're mamayata, it's kosher. Now, the And everybody answers. The Lechayah, the Rambam is not Mechalek. The Gemara is Mechalek between whether or not it was Asher from Erev Yontif or Asher on Yontif. It was Asher from Erev Yontif. Then it was Dicha Meikar. That's not a problem, the Gemara says. But with Asher on Yontif, the Gemara says you can't bring a Raya from there. That's near of an Iskha. You can't bring a Raya with a Dimmi. Shail is the Rambam, the Rif, others are not Mechalek. What's the Pshat? So the Orz HaMech HaZatayinah, that Pshat and the Rambam is like Rashi. Rashi holds Vidas U'Tarfen. This is how the Rambam goes also. That Hadas, which is next down, is kosher. Why? Because there's no psul of Hadar. Able to say, what's the problem with an Oven Merubis? Her, like we just said before, what's the problem with an Oven Merubis? That's the concern of Hadar Pashtis, like Rashi says in Afir Alas. So why should that be possible? That's the Rambam. The whole psul of an Oven Merubis is that Kol Kamas, you have more berries than you have leaves. So we have to reckon the Hadas. If you're taking another min, it's not as bottle to the hadas. When it's more, it can't be bottle to the hadas. So you have more berries than you have leaves. If you're taking another min together with your other min, it's a chasarn of bottle. It's not a chasarn that's in bemufoy. It's not a chasarn that it's not hadas. It's a chasarn of bottle. What's the nafkamino? Nafkamino is whether or not we say dichoy. Dichoy only passes up there. Dichoy only passes kokama that it's a psul bemufoy. It's be'etem nidche because it's be'etem pasul. So if it's menumer, it's esemech chasarn and hader, it's not hader, it's psul begufoy, then it passes to be mechalek between whether or not it was asher before yontif or asher on yontif. Because that's psul begufoy, that's a chasarn of dichoy. Masha'in king, if only it didn't baal pesis, so baal pesis is not a psul begufoy, there's nothing wrong with your hadah. The problem is you're taking 5 minim. You're taking 4 minim, and one of the minim has another minim together with it. It's a chasarn of baal pesis. So one came to mind that there's no din of dichoy over there. It doesn't make a difference whether it's asher for Erev Yontif or asher for Erev Yontif. There's no chasarn of hader. He holds a ketubim with kasher. Ketubim with kasher, that means there's no chasarn of hader. There's no chasarn of hader. I know the movement is only possible with Baltes. Baltes is not a din of dichoy. It doesn't make a difference whether or not it happened before Yontif. Whether or not it happened on Yontif. What's that? That's what going out like a tarif. Once the Gemara is machadish of tarif, then it's a din of ketubim in the chanam. And on a movement, it's only possible about Baltes. When the Gaius are not in the Gemara, the Mishnah says, "When Bia Tam Kasher, I mean, remind him beyond this." So the Gemara, "When Bia Tam Mai, Kasher." The Gemara says, "If you remind him, Yontif is Kasher." Shail is. Then we was asking, "Why isn't that a problem of Mitzvah Baba Avir?" The Mordechai really bothers him. The Mordechai says, "Vaisoy, there's no problem with Mitzvah Baba Avir, even though it's Issa Daraisa." The Mordechai learns that Issa Daraisa. The Hainu, chicken being Masak in the morning is not. Rashi says that it's a Shavuot. Pashtus, the big mafleg to Yishenim. But Mordechai, it's a daraisa, tikkun mana, either makan bepatish, some people say it's machafe, some people say it's brainer. I think Pashtus, the mahalach of tikkun mana is that makan bepatish. It's a daraisa, and the meila hagam that we see this is a daraisa, it's not a problem of mitzvah baba avir. The meila he buys a lot of dinim, if minigeta shana rabba, if the guy brought something for you on Shabbos and you want to use it on the next day, it's mutter, and he did it for you, no problem with mitzvah baba avir, even though we cut it down on Shabbos. All these dinim we bring when we get to Mitzvah Baba Avir. It says we see from here, it's not a problem, Mitzvah Baba Avir. However, we the passing that there is a problem Mitzvah Baba Avir, we get the law of Agagul, the passing that it is a problem Mitzvah Baba Avir, then what can you say over here? What's the pshat over here and why is it not a problem? So, Ken Zayin Taka that it's only Dera Abanim, someone wanted to say, Shaitz wanted to say that maybe it's only Dera Abanim. So, if you learn like Rashi, the whole is only Dera Abanim, Ken Zayin is Dera Abanim, we don't say Mitzvah Baba Avir. I think it's really a Shagatari that happens this also. I think it could be that we do say also when you get to the Darabanan. But I was thinking to say that this Mitzvah Baba Avir is different than most Mitzvah Baba Avir. Lulav HaGadol, whether you get to the Mitzvah or not, there's an Avir done with the Chetzel. The Lulav was stolen at the end of the day. Over here, if you don't have a Tikkun Mana, if you can't use this Hadas on Yontif, I'm going to say that it's possible behind the Mitzvah Baba Avir, you can't use it. So Kum Teisa was never Masak in a Kli before. It's only a Tikkun Kli if I can use it as a Mitzvah. If I can't use it as a Mitzvah, it's not a Tikkun Kli. It's a Gagal HaChayzer. If you're going to say that I can use it, then it's Masak in Mana. So it's Masak in Mana, it's Mitzvah Baba Avir. It's Mitzvah Baba Avir, I can't use it. If you can't use it, then you want Masak in the Mana. So what's the Zinan of Zaz here? Is that a Chassan of Mitzvah Baba Avir? Can't say Mitzvah Baba Avir is only when it's a Glad Baba Avir, it's a Tavisai. Well, it's only because I'm recognized to be a Mitzvah, then it's an Avir. Maybe that's not considered a Mitzvah Baba Avir. It's that Cheney, could be that it's worth. It's only because it's a mitzvah that it's mitzvah on there. So, I couldn't say, just printed a sefer, Garis Nadira Mibala Kilat Yaakov. They were giving it out on all the Fatimid Joshua.
The stipler wrote a, seems to be, he wrote a long, long letter to somebody, but he gets all different things when he gets a shop. And it's a short little thing, a few little things. One of the things I picked up, he's talking about this ending. Gagal HaSavit, he's talking about when he gets to something else, Kareya on Shabbos. So, it's only considered a Kareya if he's Yotzei Yitzchiyev, an oval that has Chayav Kriya. So it's only, he's only Chayav on Shabbos if it's Mesakin. If it's Makalka, it's not Chayav. It's only considered Mesakin if he's Yotzei Yitzchiyev as a Mitzvah. Well, come if he's not Yotzei Yitzchiyev as a Mitzvah, then he's not Mesakin anything. It's Makalka, it's not Chayav. So if you say it's Mitzvah Ba'avero, then he can't be Yotzei, then he wasn't Mesakin anything. If he wasn't Mesakin anything, then he could be Yotzei. Gagal HaSavit. He wants a tain over there, and a chanami. Gagal HaSavit would be a problem. I think maybe from the sugya it's a right that it's not a problem, but later then, don't have any hechach. But best time I saw that the achrayim, they want to tell you that it's not a gay b'chol over here. The Asamas from Sefer, that over here it's already, the mitzvah was already finished. The aver was already over. When you remind, it's not like lulav agogol. Lulav agogol, best time the lulav is you're still in the lulav, either you're still in the lulav b'shas maestro, or the lulav is still considered gogol. But over here, there's no, you were remind the berry, you did an aver, but now it's finished. It's called Aver. Even if you say that says that since that if you needed the thing, if you needed the Aver to be in the Mitzvah, that's only if you're still, they want a time, that's only if you're still doing the Aver now. Kilo Alul Magal, the Gzeva is being the Sayyid. But Taysa says that once you're Ukrainian, and it's Kilo Kolta Aver, once you're Ukrainian the Lulav and it's Kolta Aver, it's not considered Aver anymore, it's not about Mitzvah Aver. Eba Zeo here also. It's Kolta Aver, you took off the berries, that's it, finished. Now you want to be Yitzhak. It's not about Mitzvah Aver. So thinking that even if you want to say, even Shitas Rashi says that even if you're kainet already, there's still Hamas of Abavir. The way that we understood it was because it's a chthon in the chechta. The chechta is a davar agogol. So with that being the case, then her over here also, which will say, even though you're close to the Abavir, the chechta is a chechta which is also. But I don't think that's possible over here. It's not shaykh. Over here, there's no chechta which is you can't say that there's a psul. Like Zeal, you can say that the lulav is a lulav which was stolen. There's a psul in the chesed. The chesed is the chesed of hadogu. I'm thinking by the berries, when you say this is a hadas which the berries were taken off, there's no chalet psul. You're not allowed to take it off. It's not happening. It's not going to be.
She hadas
now
because the berries are off. So why is it a lulav?
It's not a din in hadas.
Why is it not Zeal? That's the problem. Because you go here, the only reason why the hadas is she hadas is because it's no longer the berries.
What's the issa that we're doing though? Not we're trying to get to at the end of the day. That's hadr. We're trying to tour if that is hadr. What's the issa? The issa is a tikkun manu. So the manu was besukim. This is a hadas which was besukim. Kilo. You could say it's a hadas which is gozal. It's a hadas of gozal. The chesed which is often.
Wait,
so they say.
Might be a little
what?
Might be a little
the gzeila is over. The issa was over, but the chesed still blinds the chesed gozal. It's still something which was stolen. Very good. You did that very then, but the mitzvah is that which is stolen. That's Inka Tegur Nasa Saneger, wherever you're going to send yourself above everyone. But this is something which is, the Avir was done before, now it's no Shekhar Tzafon. Like they say, Chassam Sefer says, it's part like a case of somebody's Mavar, Matza, Dal Adam for Shusar Abba. Then he wants to eat it. It's nothing to do with the Avir. You've got a point you did in Avir with a Matza, so therefore now it's considered there you can't eat it. No Shekhar Tzafon. It's not something over here. It's not Shekhar. Nothing is called in the Chepta that a Pasuk will say it's a Mitzvah of Avir. Another nekuda lachar when you get to being b'mayit ahada, mayit anavim, they declare what if you have it in your hand already? You have the whole lulav with your hadasim and your hadas in your hand, and you realize there's more berries. Do you want to take off the berries? Do you take off the berries while it's in your hand? Is that a problem? What should be the problem? Problem is you don't have a new lekicha of another. Let's work back a little more. There's a basic shayla, Bikur Yaakov Kleres, it says lakachtam lechem. What does it mean by lakachtam lechem? Is lakachtam lechem mean you need a mind to lakicha when you want to be yetzir yachiv of lulav? Or does lakachtam lechem mean just say you should have it? I don't care how it gets into your hand, if it falls out from the heavens, if it grew in your hand, it doesn't make a difference. You just have to have it in your hand. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is, do you need a mind to lakicha? Lamashal. If you were holding it from before Zman Chiv till after Zman Chiv. You took it before Alei Shachar. You got up to go to the Kaisel and the Shana Rabbah, and you took your lulav with you, and you don't want to put it down by the Kaisel, because you know it's good for you. So you hold it the whole time. Then you come to your Nanuim, you come to your Bachal, can you shake it? Or do you not have a Maitz Lekichal? Your Maitz Lekichal was only B'Shalei B'Shasin. It was only before Alei Shachar. Do you need a new Maitz Lekichal? Does the captain tell you that you need a Maitz Lekichal B'Zman HaChiyuv or not? He brings Raya's back and forth. Many
So one of the nafkamines would be like this. If you have the berries, if you have this hadas in your hand, and you take off the berries, so you only master it once it was in your hand. So you never had a mice like on the dalamin. So there's a few places lachar you could bring rayas from. First of all, how we know that when you make a bracha, so you take the lulav and the hadas in your hand. We don't want to be your chiyuv after the bracha. There's basically two mahalchim what you could do. Either turn over the, there's really one you can leave it on the side while you make the bracha. But if you're holding it in your hand, you could either turn over your asterisk, or you could be mechav and after b'yeta till after the bracha. Now, l'chare both of these, you don't have a lakicha. If you had it in your hand, and you just turned over the asterisk, so then you always had it in your hand before, and you weren't mechavish and ha'yimai to lakicha, once you were never, in other words, as you have it in your hand, and you're holding the wool, and the asterisk is upside down, you weren't yet to your lakicha. So now I'm turning over my asterisk, but never took a new lakicha of my wool and asterisk together. Oh, so l'chare, that's what they want to attack. Ken Zayin, this is in Nikoi Kodesh, even the same, that would be considered l'chare, that would be Ken Zayin, that's a Naya L'kicha. And he would, that's a Mayis L'kicha, if you will. Taking them together, that's considered Enechaim, when you pick up the Luv, then you pick up the house, so you're not yet, so you pick up the Esrik, you're not yet to pick up the Esrik, then you have to pick up the Luv again. You're never going to be finished. You put them to live again, then you have to figure this, you think that. It's all them, they're all them in them together. Once you mechadish something in your lekicha, you turn over your asterisk, you mechadish something in your lekicha, he wasn't taken out of the lekicha. And he wants the tiny even a bigger chadish. So up there, let's say you mechav and not to be yaitzeh, till after the bracha. So you didn't do anything. You didn't change anything in your mind to lekicha. Because you're not turning over any asterisk. It's up there, but there's no chesaron in the lekicha. There's chesaron in the mitzvah. I'm having kavana that I don't want to be yaitzeh the mitzvah. But lekicha was b'shat chiyuv. I could have been yotze. I decided I don't want to be yotze. Now I decided I want to be yotze. It's not that there was any chesaron in lekicha. He says, you can't bring it right from me. What they declare is when you get to matana manas lahachzer also. Let's say somebody gives you a lulav and asterisk on the first day. Matana manas lahachzer. So you have to be kainim. You have to pick it up. So you pick it up to be kainim. But now you never picked it up. Now you should have to put it down again and pick it up again. Because you made one kinyan, you got it from your friend, you picked it up, you made a kinyan. But now it's lachem. So now you should be able to put it down and pick it up again and make a lakicha on something which is lachem. The first time you never made a lakicha on something which is lachem, you were first being kinyan in the first place. You got it from your friend. What? The basachas, you have two lakichas. Kenza. You want to be here to one lakicha? Don't know how many. That's it. Very good. No, well, that's what he said. I'm sure the Zalman really goes with this also. The Tzvibetzach Frank says like this. He actually brings that from somebody. He wants to say you don't have to come on to that. Kuri Yaakov really wants to sign it. That says to him, he says that it comes about Zaka. Point careful, and you can make one lekicha for both to be Yaitse, and to both to be Kainer, and to make a lekicha. But that's not going to help you for our Tzir. Let's say it was Shalei B'Shav Tzir. There, you want to have one good lekicha that's going to be. And it wasn't a chesaron in the lekicha. Once I'm going to say that the lekicha works for both things together, basachas, so I'm going to have a lekicha b'shas piyva, a lekicha of something which is lechem. But it's still not going to help us for Kuriyakov's prayer. What's going to be before Alisa Shachar? If you're holding it from before Alisa Shachar, lechur, you have to put it down again. It wasn't b'shas lekicha. Pick it up again. And lechur, by another merub, it's going to be the same thing. If you realize only after you had it in your hand that there's something, some soul, you'd have to put it down again, pick it up. Lechur al safik. What? Oh, it's very good. Ken Zan, you can clear that maybe being Mamayata Anovim is like flipping over the Esrik. But flipping over the Esrik is also something in the Maita of the. You're changing the Maita Lakicha Kilo, the way that you're holding the Dalam Minum. The berries are the same. You're holding the Elo of the Esrik the same way. You've got to be Mamayata there. It's makes it an Ay Lakicha, the Maita is the Maita Lakicha. Before Lisa Shaha? One of the Nikudah, The Gemara says that Tzaylus either Rabbanan and Tzaylus fi Rabbi Yehuda, we need an Eged, move by Eged. Shalif, if Rabbi Yehuda is Makif, and Fila Rabbanan, it's only a Din Lechapchino. So then I'll Zekin Limamim. But Rashi says, his Medak says Lafidis, come to it, that since Lechapchino is a mitzvah of Zekin Limamim, with Fila Rabbanan to be Ma'agenit, so therefore you need the regular Gedar. The mitzvah that's Ma'akif of Rabbi Yehuda is the same Gedar as the mitzvah of Lechapchino of Fila Rabbanan. In the same way that the fear of Yehuda, you would need Maker Adin Kesha Agavi Kesha for it to be considered an Agin. So too, when you get to the fear of Abana Mechapchila, Zakash, you need Kesha Agavi Kesha. This is brought down the halacha by the Shulchan Aruch HaTafresh and Anal, that you need a Kesha Agavi Kesha. And the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's a, we have to declare what's the din when you get to our Kesha Kloch. If you stick the Hadassah and the Love in that, as the Hadat Rav and the Lulav in this Kresha Kloch, is that considered Eged or not? To be clear, to bring that from the Agur of Alecho, it's Mitzadeh that the Chor should be considered an Eged. Chassam Sefer, the Bikur Yaakov, they say Pashtus, not considered an Eged before. The fact that you're putting it in, you're not Ma'agadim. You have a base yad, you have like a glove that you're sticking it into. But it's not Ma'agadim before. So, Mechatchila, if you just want to use your Kresha Kloch, the Chor is what to be Kresha for. There's a Prima Gavim, there's a Rosh Hashanah, it says, not a problem. It's what to be chayish for. It's what the Eitzah. What do people do? It's to be ma'agadim. It's to take you on top of your kesher clothes, make a kesher gabe kesher, or with the tabar also. You could make the ring and tie them on top of the way, the same way that people put the rings on top of their lulav, put the ring on top of the kesher clothes. But you still have to make a kilo kesher gabe kesher. You have to make something which is also during the Shabbos, the hainu a kesher shokayom. That is only possible if you know how to make the rings. There's certain ways to make the rings that you could lock them. You could pull, you could tie the ring once and turn it around and back and stick it through the top, then it locks. People just, they say they just it's a tell you what to do when it's locked as opposed to when it's yavish. You do it when it's dry because it's just gonna crack. To get it really tight when it's still fresh to be able to tie it through. Then you have to, The Ramah brings down another tzad, sometimes you don't need it. L'chatchila, to be yetu the zin of Eged, l'chur you need a kesher shakayama. And the Bikur Yaakov says, it should be mu'ugud in such a oifen that you shouldn't be able to just pull out the adat. I wouldn't try pulling out the adat anyhow in the kesher class because you probably rip off the leaf. But it should be tied in a way that theoretically, if you try to pull it out, it wouldn't be able to come out. Because mu'ugud, it's tight. It's not considered mu'ugud, it's common that it's not together in an oifen, a kilo and you can't pull it out. That's in once a time. That's one halacha which comes out from the zin of Eged. There's another halacha which comes out from this din again. There's a din in Tafresh Mem Tes. Lulav she'agdei kusi v'asal koshen. K'may tukas kusi. So Mordechai, Nechus Tanis. Lulav she'agdei kusi v'asal koshen. So the Magen Avraham is Medayik. If a guy makes his Ma'aged a lulav, it's kosher. Magen Avraham is Medayik. Mashma lechatchila li agadenu akum. Mashma, if he did it, it's kosher. Lechatchila shouldn't do it. Shail is one. So he says, "Lechor if tarchi, that time the lulav ain't tarchi again. Him kein agadenu minamitzvah. Lechor it's only a chasarin if the kuti does it. If somebody which is not mechuyev in the mitzvah is ain't a mitzvah, he can't be mekayim lechiyev. But agad is not makav anyhow. It's only mitzvah." So he wants to say, since it's within Ezekiel Ma'aveh, which is the mitzvah, you have to reckon it like the mitzvah atzmai. In the same way, when you get to mitzvah atzmai, a guy who is not in the parasha shouldn't do it, so to when you get to Eged, l'chatchila, a guy should not do it. What's that? You can't buy it from the chatzim? Same way when you're not allowed to use the chatzim on the first day of Yom Tov, you shouldn't be able to buy it. You don't need the chem? In a chem, let's say this year, the Yom Tov is on the first day of Shabbat. You don't have to buy it from the chatzim. This is din and eged. Din and eged, although some of these is not for the mitzvah, this is a zaktik din. Nothing to do with the chem. This din and eged, that's lechatchil is a din, al zekil ma'aveu, ilu kila rabbanan, Rashi says, I'm going to get the kesher, gabi kesher. That's the Mordechai, no chadin. Since it's din of Eged l'chatchila, a guy shouldn't do it. Such a prima gazim, eva zeng. Somebody's wife shouldn't do it either. A wife is, in a chanami, she's makayim in mitzvah, she does it, but she has no chiv in the mitzvah. Tell me she has no chiv in the mitzvah. Don't tell your wife, you're not going to give you lulu. for you. Because the chayla chatchila, she's saying b'mitzvah, she should be able to do the chatchila. For those that weren't here before the beginning of Chabur, Bez Hashem, since not the whole Eretz didn't finish Adas, the Sugyus, so we'll give a few more days. But by Tuesday, Wednesday the latest, please start the halacha, and Bez Hashem finish the halacha by the end of next week.